This is Pastor David Pilch, campus pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge Residential Program in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. You can't get one over on God. You can't trick or outmaneuver the Lord. He is aware of all that is going on, even to the smallest detail of how many hairs you have on your head. He sees every angle, every nook and cranny. He knows your thoughts, intentions, and motives of your heart. Nothing in all creation, Hebrews 4:13 says, is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Unfortunately, in our society today, there is manipulation and distortion to the facts to the point that we have to wonder, is anyone speaking the truth? Who can we trust? Where should we put our confidence? So let's look at Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. You see, the Lord knows what is going on. He knows what time it is. Even if everyone is saying the color is blue, but God says, no, it is red, then we know who to follow. I think of Jesus before Pontius Pilate. Everyone is accusing Jesus of a whole host of things, and they were all lies, manipulations, and distortions. What did Jesus do? Nothing. Even Pontius Pilate said, aren't you going to defend yourself? But Jesus was quiet. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy and her friends are cornered by the witch in her castle. Dorothy throws a bucket of water to put out the fire on the scarecrow's arm, but water also gets spilled onto the witch. And as she is dying, she says this, whoever thought a little girl like you could destroy all my beautiful wickedness? Wow, sounds just like the devil. The witch never imagined that someone who she considered so weak and powerless could ever do any harm to her. You see, Dorothy was sowing good seed. She was focused on giving of herself and helping others. Going back to Galatians 6, a person reaps what he or she sows. The one who sows to please her sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. If you sow only to please yourself, your focus is you, your personal gain, and your personal comfort, regardless of anyone else's welfare. But if you sow to please the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. Eternal life is becoming a part of God's family and living with Him forever. So now the conclusion in verse 9 of Galatians 6, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Yes, it is often very difficult and even frustrating to continue to do good. But don't stop sowing good seed by praying for others and believing God to move in their lives. Be generous and willing to share, especially during this wonderful time of the year, and you will reap good things. Let us pray. Father, we commit our time, our talents, and even our treasures to you, to continue to give us opportunities to encourage others and to sow good seed so you will be glorified. In the name above all names, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Anointed One, we pray. Amen. This is Pastor David Pilch, campus pastor of Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day.